I want you to declare, Lord, I have eyes that see.
Lord, I have eyes that see.
And I have ears that hear.
And I have ears that hear.
And my spirit does perceive.
And my spirit does perceive.
What you're saying to me.
What you're saying to me.
Amen?
Amen.
We're going to go to Isaiah. And we're going to touch on a couple of verses, but we're going to declare Isaiah 54. As I was pressed to declare it this afternoon, obviously when I first heard Isaiah 54, verse 17 bounced in my heart. And it did not resound on the first part of 17. That wasn't my focus. Even though it says, verse 17, no weapon forged against you will prevail or prosper. The second part is what was pushed into my heart. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you. Notice the accountability is you. You will refute, not you might, not you should, but you will. Refute every tongue that accuses you. Why?
Because they're lies.
Yeah, no kidding. And the first tongue that you need to shut down is your own.
Amen.
So, when you look at the future of the glory of Zion, which is where you are heading for, that's part of the city of David. It's the uppermost area. It's where David had his tabernacle. And it was open to anyone. Way ahead of the law. Kind of cool. So look at verse 1 and say, sing, O barren woman, you who never bore a child. Burst into song and shout for joy. He's talking about the church. You who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and stretch your tent curtains wide. And do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left, and your descendants will dispose nations. This is prophetic.
Yes.
And settle in their desolate cities. That's Israel now. And you and I in the future. Verse 4, do not be afraid, you will not suffer shame. Much of the accuser's words will be lined up in that area. Do not be afraid, you will not suffer shame. That's a promise from your Lord. Do not fear disgrace, you will not be humiliated. He doesn't say you might not be, which would be, again, based in fear. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth. I love that part. Because every youth has pulled some wrong strings, done some wrong choices, and you need to stay focused on forgiveness of self and what Jesus has already done. And then it says, and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. Sometimes you feel totally alone. Even as a church, you feel without a husband. Again, you will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. So you're not without the bridegroom. confirm your vision for Joe and Ori?
Amen.
He is called the God of all the earth. So you know his name. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit. A wife who married young only to be rejected, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with deep compassion I will bring you back. Notice it's not you will go back, he will bring you back. There are seasons in our walk with God that we get discouraged. And he comes and visits. And he brings us back. Verse 8 says, in a surge of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. So again, redemption. 2017, redeemed into victory. Verse 9, and to me this is like a days of Noah, when I swore that that the water of Noah would never again cover the earth. So now I have sworn not to be angry with you, never to rebuke you again. That's all self-explanatory, and sometimes you may have to declare this chapter out loud to convince yourself of the plan of God instead of your own plan, or the enemy's plan for you. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. That's his grace and favor right there. O afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comforted, I will build you with stones of turquoise, your foundations with sapphires. I will make your battlements of rubies, your gates of sparkling jewels, and all your walls of precious stones, with an S. All your sons will be taught by the Lord. Notice it doesn't say your girls. Sons will be taught by the Lord, the great, and great will be your children's peace. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Is that clear enough? Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. Why? Because the greater one is in you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flames and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to work havoc. No weapon forged against you will prevail. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Now you say, well, you know, that's for them. But in reality, I'm telling you it's for you. And I'm telling you, you have an accountability to shut the mouth of the enemy and all of his garbage that he tries to throw at you. And in case you forgot, that includes families and relationships. When you forgive someone and they bark back, do you stay in that space of anger again? Or do you disagree that they should continue their war? There are times you're going to have to do a timeout. If you see the war continues, do a timeout. Say, I'm already going to forgive you again, and I don't want to go back into this argument because it's not worth it. We're destroying each other, and the one that's enjoying the trip is not me and it's not you. It's who? The destroyer. What is he looking for? What is he looking for?
Division.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he celebrates when you and I are in war. Scary, isn't it? That's another level of fear, isn't it? Being afraid that it's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. So you shut down. Mm-hmm. And you go back under the covers and cover your head with your pillow. Nobody's ever done that here, so I don't have to worry about that. But I have. But I had to learn that I will refute every tongue that accuses me. So what I'd like you to do is to just kind of put your hands on your Bible right now and to close your eyes. And repeat after me. Say, God has created.
God has created.
The one who brings accusations.
The one who brings accusations.
His name is Satan.
His name is Satan.
And he hates my guts.
He hates my guts.
And he is the destroyer.
And he is the destroyer.
But God did create him.
God did create him.
And that destroyer works havoc.
And that destroyer works havoc.
With my emotions.
With my emotions.
My mind.
My mind.
And tries it with my body.
And tries it with my body.
But I'm declaring God's promise.
I'm declaring God's promise.
That no weapon forged against me will prevail.
That no weapon forged against me will prevail.
And I will refute every tongue.
And I will refute every tongue.
That accuses me.
That accuses me.
This is the heritage.
This is the heritage.
Of me.
Of me.
And my servanthood to the Lord.
And my servanthood to the Lord.
Because
he
has vindicated me.
He has vindicated
me. And he's declared me righteous.
And he has declared me righteous.
It's about time I agree with him.
It's about time I agree with him.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.